KXC News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. Your property has been assessed, and local governments have set their levies. Your property tax statement will be in the mail by the end of March, and you'll have made your first payment by mid-May. This is the third and final part of our property tax series. If you missed the first two parts, you can find them at kaxe.org. In our last installment, we finished breaking down your tax statement. Now we're going to tie up a few loose ends and dig into how you can be more involved in the process this year. The only thing that isn't set for 2026 is your refund. There are two main property tax refunds for homeowners. You qualify for one of them if your household income is below a certain threshold. You qualify for the other if your property taxes went up by more than 12%. But did you know that the process of calculating your 2027 taxes has already started? County assessors are currently evaluating properties. They'll send your valuation notice to you in March or April. Remember how it says on your proposed tax statement that it's too late to appeal your value? That's because you have to do that in the spring, after valuation notices are sent. The valuation and appeals processes are a whole other rabbit hole. The truth is, assessing properties and calculating taxes are two separate systems, despite how closely connected they are. In Itasca County, the assessor Billy Hillback and auditor-treasurer Austin Rowling's offices are right across the hall from each other. They and their staff are crossing over to talk every day. Rowling and Hillback say they're a team, but by law, they have to work separately.
I control two pieces of the tax system, the calculation and the collection, and he controls the valuation.
The classification.
I could not step in for Bill and start doing his pieces, and he could not step in for me and start doing my pieces.
Spring is also when local governments really start digging into their budgets. By September, they have to set the preliminary levies used for your proposed tax statements. Then those are sent to you in November, and we end up back at truth and taxation meetings in December, with people fired up about their taxes. But those meetings are only about one government's budget.
And I think it's due to a lack of understanding.
Yes.
It's not because they've stick their heads in the sand or they don't care until then. It's they don't know enough about how the process works.
A common refrain at truth and taxation meetings is you've sent me my notice in November, and I can't do anything about it because you set my value in March. The long, overlapping timelines are part of the reason property taxes are so hard to follow. But values have to be set before taxes can be calculated. In late 2025, the last touches are being put on your 2026 taxes. At the same time, work is already underway to set the 2026 property values in advance of 2027 taxes.
We need you to be more proactive, and it's to your benefit to be more proactive. We want you to be involved. We know the process is complicated, but the process is what we operate within.
Rowling says he would love for all of the budget planning meetings to be as full as truth and taxation. Hillback says talking with taxpayers is a big part of his job.
Because education absolutely dispels misinformation.
I want to peel back the curtains a bit. I knew next to nothing about property taxes when we started this series. To learn more, I talked with Rowling, Hillback, and Grand Rapids City Administrator Tom Pagel. That doesn't even include diving into school levies, which are calculated in an entirely different way. You can also talk to them, or their counterparts in your area. I also did a lot of research. Look for write-ups from the Minnesota House Research Department. The nonpartisan explainers written for legislators dive into complicated topics like this in as few as two pages. You can get as deep as you'd like. Time is a very real barrier for a lot of people. But at the end of the day, learning is still an individual responsibility. If you want to know more, you have to get involved and ask questions. There are people who want to answer them. And that includes us. Tell us what you want to know by emailing news@kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.